says, Dr. Minhas, I'm going to dictate the neurology consultation on a patient named Margaret White, M-A-R-G-A-R-E-T, middle initial D-W-H-I-T-E, date of birth, January 11, 1952, date of appointment, October 24, 2022, requesting physician Sarah Bayer, S-A-R-A-H-B-E-Y-E-R. Date of appointment, October 24, 2022. Dear Sarah Bayer, I have the pleasure of seeing Margaret White today in my office. I appreciate you involving me in her care. As you know, she is 70-year-old, right-handed Caucasian woman who came to my office with his brother. Her memory is not good, cannot get the words out. She lives alone upstairs and brother lives downstairs. She cooks herself. She can take care of herself. She pay her bills. She does not have any pets. She was involved in a motor vehicle accident. On 8/17/2022. Since the accident, she was having headache and she was seen in an urgent care center and found to have a intracranial bleed. Past medical history, vitamin D deficiency, gastroesophageal reflux disease, history of polyp colon hyperlipidemia. Past surgical history, appendectomy, DNC, knee arthroscopy, allergy, no known drug allergy, medication, Caltrate, Centrum Silver, Famotidine, Rizovastatin, Vitamin D3. Social history, never married, does not smoke cigarette, does not drink alcohol. Family history, father deceased with lung cancer, mother deceased with hypertension, ovarian cancer, one brother, one sister with high blood pressure. Review of the system, I personally review the general skin, metabolic, endocrine, eyes, ear, nose, throat, pulmonary, cardiovascular, gastrointestinal, and neurologic, psychiatric, and musculoskeletal system. I found out that she is having a memory issue. She has a motor vehicle accident. She has a motor vehicle accident leading to intracranial bleed. Physical examination, blood pressure 150 over 90, heart rate 72, respiratory rate 16, lungs clear to auscultation, heart S1, S2, regular in rate and rhythm, abdomen, short bowel sound present. Next apple, there is no carotid bruit, there is no jaundice, cyanosis, and edema. neurological examination. Patient is alert, awake, oriented, time 3. Speech, no aphasia, no dysarthria. Pupils are equally reacting to light and accommodation. Extraocular movement intact. There is no facial asymmetry. Tongue is in the midline. Shoulder shrug normal. Hearing is good on both sides. Finger to nose, no dysmetria. There is no pronator drift. There is no rigidity, no tremor. Motor system examination. Strength 5/5, deep tender reflexes 2/4, plantar responses are flexor. Sensory system examination revealed presence of pinprick and vibratory sensation in both hands and feet. Assessment and plan, 70-year-old right-handed Caucasian woman whose history an examination is suggestive of following neurological problem. Number 1, motor vehicle accident. Number 2, intraparenchymal hemorrhage involving the left occipital lobe with mild surrounding vasogenic edema. Number 3, dementia. Number 4, depression. Next paragraph. At this time, I would like to start Aricept 5 mg PO daily. Blood test already done by the PMD. Her blood pressure is high in my office today, 150/90. She can drive as far as she feels comfortable driving herself. I asked the brother to sit with her in one day in the car and see how she is driving. I would like to see her back in my office in 3 months. Thank you again for asking me to see this patient.